It is indeed time for the Morning Juice here on KKOJ, True Country Morning Show, coming at you. Jackson Center for the Arts and Kathy Franz is in studio joining us today. Thank you very much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me in, Kempson.
Absolutely. So the Jackson Center for the Arts on a Friday, in fact, this week, will have Triple Fiddle coming to town. What's that?
Oh, this is a powerhouse group of women coming to Jackson Center for the Arts. Three fiddles and an acoustic guitar. They're spectacular. I just saw them this couple weeks ago at Boats and Bluegrass out in Winona, and they had the crowd just captivated with their fiddle playing, their harmonies, their luscious vocals. It's just a great show to put on. So we're really excited about having them.
So is that the main flavor, is the bluegrass, or do they do a little bit of?
They do a lot of wide variety of music. They do some old time swing and jazz and bluegrass and some old folk music, some originals. So I think it's going to be a great show. They'll do 2 45-minute sets on Friday night, and we can seat approximately 30 people in the art center. Anyone who's been to a concert there knows that it's a nice, cozy setting where you can see everything the musician is doing. The audience always loves it because it's so intimate, and you just really get that feel of what's happening with that combination of melodies and that's happening in front of you.
So what is the cost and some of the details for Friday night?
So the tickets are $15, and you can go online to our website and actually order your tickets online if you want to, or pay at the door. But we do ask that people get a reservation, call us and say, I need two seats because of the tight circumstances. And we don't want to turn anyone away, but we do have a capacity. So, and typically we get close to 30 to 35 people at our concerts.
Awesome. And yeah. I know that that's, you have it inside, and sometimes you have the outside as well. And Jackson Center for the Arts has a good variety of things going on over the summer and into the fall now, of course, with the weather and getting cooler and stuff like that. I'm sure inside is preferable.
And it looks like a great night to have a concert tomorrow night. I understand there's no football game, so we were a little worried about conflicting with that, but it's going to turn out to be a great night. We're really looking forward to it. Now, Mara, one of the fiddlers, has been to Jackson twice already, so she had reached out to us and said, I've been there with the Foxgloves. That's the band that she also plays with. And she's come up to Rhythm of the River two times with the Foxgloves. She says, I got this new band called Triple Fiddle. And again, powerful women on stage. They usually travel with an upright bass player who will not be accompanying them on Friday night, somewhat because of our space limitations. It would take up half the room, I think, to have a...
Triple Fiddle, making a debut here in Jackson at the Jackson Center for the Arts on Friday night. And so that's Friday night in particular, but Jackson Center for the Arts has something going on a lot over the course of...
We do. And we have some new things happening. I do want everybody to know, too, that the new gallery show is up. Nick Von Olin is presenting his photography there, along with Brandy J. Sims, and she's a watercolor artist, I believe. And then we also have the Pearson Collection. The Pearson Foundation has 4 or 5 pieces on loan to us for people to come in and see what they have to offer, and then we'll be switching those out on a regular basis. They're gracious enough to support us in that way. They're very supportive to Jackson Center for the Arts. Our Creative Kids programs have started for the season, and they're going really well. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Tuesdays after school is K-4. Wednesday is grades 5-8. And there's a seed exchange on Sunday. So if you have some seeds in your garden that are ready to, that you have an abundance of, please bring them in a packet labeled, and you can exchange your seeds for something for new for next year. That'll be really fun. That's also sponsored by the, I can't remember the sponsor on that one. Then our teen art studio begins on Monday, October 13th, and that will be from 3:30 to 5:30. That is for teens. And they have a wide variety of projects you can do. You can come in with an idea or get led with something or just see some materials there and start doing some work. So that would be for teens. And then Kay keeps her watercolor classes going on Sunday afternoons, every other Sunday afternoon. So it's a busy place. That's just a portion of what is going on there. So we really hope that people people, especially people, if you haven't been into the Art Center, and there are a lot of people in town who have not stepped in yet, come on in sometime. Our hour is a little bit irregular right now, and we hope to get that going again. We are working on securing enough funding to hire someone every afternoon to keep the doors open. In fact, that's the name of our campaign is Open Doors, Open Minds. We need some funding. We do apply for grants, but we need stable donations from the community to help us keep those doors open. That's always a risk with a nonprofit organization, right?
Yeah. And if the Seed Exchange, is that with the Extension Office?
Yes.
Is that what we're looking
at? Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Well, I cheated. I scrolled through the Facebook page. Oh. And so that was another thing that I was going to ask if you wanted to highlight, because some of those resources to keep tabs on all that the Jackson Center for the Arts has going on, and maybe potentially even reach out, because you guys are available as a space as well.
We are. And in the past, we've done this. And then when COVID hit, we kind of stopped offering it. Well, we're back to offering birthday parties, special group events. If you have a small group of 20 to 30, under 30 people that would like to come and have a fun little gathering with an art class or something like that, or a kid's birthday party, an adult birthday party. We have in the past had wedding receptions. We've had bridal showers, baby showers. We are open for that kind of thing. And you just reach out with an email and someone will get back to you and get it scheduled. So it's a nice spot to have something like that.
JacksonCenterForTheArts@gmail.com. Is mm-hmm. that the address there? Mm-hmm. All right. And then JacksonCenterForTheArts.com. And then, of course, the Facebook page as well. Like we said, we've been looking at that. And you can find the full details for Triple Fiddle, which we'll also, one more time, share with you now.
Yes, so the tickets are $15. It is Friday, October 10th at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6 o'clock. And again, seating is limited, so please call or email to reserve your seats, and you're welcome to pay for them ahead of time online. You can go to the website, the events page, and there is a link there that you can pay for your tickets ahead of time and have that done, so that you can get in the door and rush in and find the best seat in the house and not have to wait and pay for your ticket. So we will have a cash bar available, and we have free popcorn for your enjoyment. 2 45-minute sets, so the whole show is done by 9.
The debut of Triple Fiddle in Jackson.
Yes, yes. And we are really excited to have them. I think everybody's going to enjoy.
At Jackson Center for the Arts, they're excited about it. Thank you for letting us know about that and more.
Oh, thank you, Kempson.
That's Kathy Franzen with the Jackson Center for the Arts today on The Morning Juice. Thank you out there for listening as well.